Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Hey, what's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning in my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. I'm always grateful and appreciative of all you guys' listenership. We're going to have a great jam-packed show for you today. If you're into cool holiday movies or even some action films, we got coming into the studio from this new movie, Off the Line. We have my guest co-host, Samuel L. Price. Pierce coming to the studio. And then we also got from the new holiday film, Hope Street Holiday, we have Isadora Ortega. So before that, we want to do a couple of plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our guest co-host of the hour, the hunky Samuel L. Pierce, go to our Facebook page over on Star Wars Entertainment. Also, or even our guests of the hour, go to our, again, Facebook over on Star Wars Entertainment over there on Facebook. Also, if you would like the music we're going to be playing, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then also, because I love receiving those emails, and I don't get to read them all off the air, but I do get them. And then sometimes when I do have an opportunity, I love seeing them. So I do thank you all for all of those people that have been, a lot of you truckers out there as well, that have been sending in some nice letters about some of the music, which is kind of cool. I didn't know that. No, we had a lot of truckers out there. But anyways, last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan, formerly known as Twitter, which is on X. And then thanks to the hacker there, at Tyrone Tan Official on Instagram, TYRONETAN is Nancy, N is Nancy Official. And then there's this new thing called Threads, that's at Tyrone Tan Official over there. And then if you really, really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right, we got all that out of the way. Now we're going to be bringing in my guest co-host of the hour. First off, we want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that we've had on through the seasons. And I always like rotating and having friends or just colleagues come on the show. And so we want to make this one special for this special guest co-host. He is starring in this new movie. It's called Off the Line. But also, he's got a plethora of other stuff going on. Here he is, actor Samuel L. Pierce. Welcome, my man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How you doing? I do apologize. I was misreading myself, my own writing. But it's Samuel L. Pierce. Thank you for first off coming on. This is your first time here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. So welcome.
Thank you.
Cool. So tell the audience maybe a little bit about yourself and a little bit about you and maybe stuff that you got going on. And then, we're going to bring in the guest of the hour, which I'm excited for as well.
Hey, so my name's Samuel L. Pierce, as you guys heard, and I have 4 feature films. I am 18
only
years
4.
Old.
Only 4?
Only 4.
Okay. And you're how old?
18 years old, just turned 18.
Because I thought it was just getting out of G.I. Joe's playing G.I. Joe's.
And the next movie, the most recent movie coming out is called Off the Line, and it's a movie about inline speed skating, a sport I've always participated in since I was around 12 years old. And it's not as common here in America, but in Europe, it's a lot bigger of a sport. And there's never been a movie made about it.
Really?
So there's been one, but it was a Hindi low-budget one, which never really got anywhere.
Okay.
So to the European fan base, I thought I would make a inline speed skating movie. And I knew a lot of world champions from the current rink where I'm at.
Yeah.
So I brought them on and basically made one of the first English-speaking inline speed skating movies and made it like kind of your sports underdog movie, which is actually due to release next year.
Awesome. Well, because when I first saw the trailer, I saw it kind of reminded me. I don't know if you've seen this old movie. It's called Airborne with Seth Green is in it. And Jack Black, a young Jack Black, but it's about a rollerblading. What's more rollerblading? So, but I don't know. First off, that was my first instinct. So it's kind of cool that you're kind of bringing it back as well, and then making it, like you said, the first English-speaking speed skate
Speed skating move, inline speed skating, yep.
Yeah, so cool. Did you know, so is that something you had learning that skill already, or did you already have that from your background?
Yeah, so I've raced for around 5 years now, and I was regional champ of the West Coast for around a year. And so I've always had some skills with it, but it was definitely a new challenge having to bring everyone, all the skaters together at the same place. Because we even got someone from Germany on the movie, Simon Dupre, who's a German champion.
Yeah.
So he was in the movie, and we had to get everyone together at the same time. So, and also filming inline speed skating, which has never been done before, was quite a challenge where we had to figure out how to do that.
That's awesome. So again, the trailer looks awesome and it's cool, and you have to show your skills, and this is kind of cool to see you in that. So when is that coming out? How can people check that out?
So the offline movie is coming out hopefully first quarter next year.
Okay.
That's the current.
Oh, that's a producer doc. First quarter.
First quarter.
It's the first quarter of the year.
Don't want to be too specific.
Yeah.
And you can look it up. That's Instagram's Off the Line Movie. Also at electroshopproductions.com. There's a list of all other projects I've worked on or new movies coming out. And you can also follow me on Instagram, Samuel L. Pearson. I post constant updates on what's going on about the movie and updates.
Well, okay, speaking of movies, so you got Off the Line.
Yeah.
And then you said you got like three other ones or four other ones going on?
I have three other ones or two other ones that are released. I have another one.
Come on, I just wrapped filming. This is too much for me. No, that's awesome, man. That's exciting. So you have what are those? You want to do a little quick plug?
My second one that's actually already out is called The Get Rich Quick Scheme. And it's like an 80s style John Hughes comedy. And I made that when I was 16 years old. And it's just meant to bring back like one of those happy, feel-good movies, which I don't feel like we saw enough, especially during the pandemic when people needed that. Yeah. So coming out of the pandemic, I really thought I would push for more happy, kind of funny movie. And then my fourth one, it's called Jack Harrison Rogue Protocol. And it's kind of a sci-fi movie, inspired a lot of Jason Bourne, Minority Report, and other like action movies. So doing action on a low budget was definitely tough. But I'm a second-degree black belt in Taekwondo, and I was part of a performance team, so I was able to do a lot of the stunts for the project. Yes. And
young filmmaker, secondary, but what else is on it? I don't know about. No, indeed, that's awesome, man. So you're jack of all trades, so to speak. So you got to hand that to your parents right there, like teaching a lot.
This kind of encouraged me to try new things and push myself and other things.
Well, you got some support in the house as well. We'll say what's up to. I think your dad's in the studio, right?
Yeah.
What's your dad's name?
Rick Pierce.
What's up, Rick? How you doing? So, anyways, well, that's cool. So again, how could people check you out one more time, and how can they check out all your good stuff and your upcoming stuff?
So you can follow me on Instagram at Samuel L. Pierce. There's also electroshopproductions.com, which is my company. It has all the new products listed, all updates on new things, and there's also an Instagram for each individual movie. You just put the movie title in, it should pop right up. And
awesome. So again, one more time, you got Off the Line, and the last three titles one more time.
There's the Get Rich Quick Scheme, which is already out, and then there's Jack Harrison Rogue Protocol, which has just been wrapped filming.
Cool. And you like to do it all?
I like doing everything, yeah.
Awesome. And who's inspired you really quick?
Matt Damon a lot.
Matt Damon. Okay, I don't know if you're probably still here. Matt Damon, I'm teasing. No, but that's cool. Well, yeah, well, maybe, have you got to meet him yet?
Not yet.
You never know. We'll put it out there. Matt Damon, if you're listening, you know, this other gentleman, Samuel L. Pierce would love to meet you. You never know. Sometimes that's happened. You never know. People. Anyways, so that's cool. Off the Line is out. Check it out, or coming out.
Yep.
And check out my man here, Samuel L. Pierce. And check out his socials. Your socials one more time.
At Samuel L. Pierce for Instagram, pretty much.
Awesome.
Just general.
Cool. Well, I'm very proud of you. I've just met you, but I'm very proud of you. Because literally, I really haven't done all that stuff at that age. And like I said, I'll still probably do homework or something like that. But that's exciting, man. Very, very congratulations and all that. But you're not done yet, man. Did your people talk to my people? Did you get the memo?
No.
The memo is that the guest co-host, and you're in that hot seat, we get to talk about some movie reviews before we bring in the guest there. But have you seen any movies lately?
Have I seen movies? I did see a movie which was kind of not that common, but I did see Vengeance, which starred B.J. Novak, which was a new kind of newish one.
Okay, I did not see that, but by any chance, have you seen Gladiator 2?
I've not seen Gladiator 2.
Okay, I'm going to do a quick review before we bring in our guest of the hour. So again, here's Gladiator 2. Thanks to IMDb, here's a little quick synopsis. Again, Gladiator 2, rated R. Again, thanks to IMDb, here's a quick synopsis. After his home is conquered by the tyrannical emperors who now lead Rome, Lucius is forced to enter the Colosseum and must look to his past to find strength to return the glory of Rome to its people. Directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Denzel Washington, Pedro Pascal, and who else is there? Connie Nielsen, Joseph Quinn, a lot of plethora of great actors in this. But you did not get to see it. I got to check it out the other day. I really liked it. Did you see Gladiator 1?
I've not actually seen the original Gladiator 1. I need to see it.
You got to see Gladiator 1, and then you got to see Gladiator 2, especially if you're a filmmaker as well.
Yeah.
But I really liked it. I want to talk too much about it, but I, like I said, if you're comparing it to the first one, I mean, it's been a big gap since the first one, but I really think it did it justice as well. A lot of action, a lot of great acting. I really enjoyed the movie, and I think people should check it out on the big screen if they can. And again, you do not have it helps if you saw the first one, but like I said, it's been so long since I saw the first one, so I didn't even remember a lot. So it was okay to watch it, I think, personally. On its own. So I'm going to just say, check it out if you can. I think it was really good. Gladiator 2, rated R. It's out there in theaters. All right. So, did you get the other memo? The other memo is the guest co-host arranges a way to make the guests of the hour to make them feel special. So sometimes sometimes you're bringing guests maybe on Millennium Falcons, limos, hang gliders, stuff like that. Or, did you buy any chance? I could always go back to my backup. By any chance, did you, Samuel L. Pierce, arrange a way to make the guest of the hour to make her feel special? Is there a way that maybe you arrange? Because I have my backup just in case.
Let's go with your backup.
Okay, well, that's cool because it's cool. Because speaking of kind of Gladiator, they have the chariots and stuff like that. But I thought this is a lovely woman, lovely talent. So I think she's kind of represents like a princess type personality. And I thought we'd bring her in maybe on like a Cinderella-esque carriage. You think that would be appropriate to bring her in and make her feel like something like royalty? So all you got to do is you're going to press that button in the back, and we're going to bring in the studio door, and then we're going to whistle in on the horses. So on the count of three, we're going to bring her in on the Cinderella-esque carriage, and then we're just going to bring her in. And then, like, I don't know if you know a little bit about her. She's an actress, writer, producer. She is starring in this new heartwarming holiday film called Hope Street Holiday, and we want to make her feel special. So we're going to press that button on the count of three, and then you're going to whistle in the horses, okay? On the count of three, one, two, and three. Uh-oh. Here she comes into the studio on the Cinderella-esque carriage. She's waving to all the fans over there. All the roses, look at them. All the people, all the fans throwing roses at her. She's signing some autographs, stopping for some selfies. Oh, look at that. Guys, I don't know if she's taken. I don't know. They're numbers at her. But here she comes, waving to everybody. Oh, stopping for more selfies. Here she comes off the Cinderella-esque carriage, waving. Paparazzi over there. I don't know. Samuel's in here too, guys. Here she is, coming into the studio, walking in. She is one of the stars of the new movie, Hope Street Holiday. Here she is, Isadora Ortega. Welcome, Isadora Ortega.
Hello.
To Stardust Entertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
That was an amazing entrance.
Yeah, well, listen, it was the help of Samuel L. Pierce's energy. And we thought telepathically what we should bring you in. And so he telepathically arranged on my backup plan here.
Yes. Let's go with that.
Well, cool. Well,
very honored.
Yeah, well, again, Isadora Ortega, star of Hope Street Holiday, actress, writer, producer. Welcome again to StarWarsEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Thank you for having me. So excited.
Yeah, well, cool. Well, we've made things a little break the ice for you. We got Samuel L. Pierce.
Yes, hi Samuel.
One of the stars off the line here to kind of keep the seat warm till you got here. Mm-hmm. And so now you're here. So we want to get the audience to get to know you, if not fans already, but maybe to get to know you, follow you, maybe support your movies and all that kind of good stuff. So we want to start off with a hard. Matt, can you give me that? Samuel, do you mind giving me that? Now I'm thinking Matt Damon now.
Thank you.
So Matt Damon, aka Samuel L. Pierce, can you give me that other memo?
Other memo.
Yeah, the other memo, the hard hitting question memo. That one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So the hard hitting question, thanks to Samuel L. Pierce here. So the hard hitting question, we like to start off. I don't know if you talk to my people, talk to your people, but we start off hard and then we go easy on you. Okay.
Oh.
This hard hitting question is, where are you born and raised?
I am Dominican and Venezuelan. I was born in Venezuela and I was raised in New York.
Oh, wow. Now, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in showbiz, be either an actress, writer, or producer?
Well, I grew up watching telenovelas with my mom, and I was just very fascinated because telenovelas are not like Americans. Yeah. They're like we have periods, like 6 months, 3 months. So the characters are always rotating.
Yeah.
And I was just so fascinated how one person can transform themselves and be, you know, the hero, the villain, and just play all this aspect.
Wow. Now, was your parents supportive on your career choice?
My mom was very supportive.
What about your dad?
Well, my dad is supported, too. He actually paid for my first acting class.
Okay, well, that's supportive.
That counts.
So, that counts. Because, you know, some ethnic cultures, I'm from one, sometimes they're very supportive, sometimes not. And I was blessed with, you know, parents are very supportive, but I have a lot of stories where a lot of friends are like, yeah, my parents didn't want me to do it, or blah, blah, or very traditional.
Yes.
So, Samuel, was your parents supportive, I'm assuming?
Very supportive.
Okay, very supportive. Did they help you at least pay for your first film?
Yes.
Okay.
very supportive.
And you know what? Your dad's in the studio, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But also, he's looking at you like, you better say yeah. No, so, okay, so your parents were supportive on you.
Yes.
And what, do you have siblings?
Yes, I have three brothers.
Okay, now, okay, were they the protective brother type? Like, you're not dating my sister kind of guy? Or are they more like...
They're laid back.
Okay, they're laid back. So yeah. Anyone can date you. No.
Well, no.
No, no. Were they protective in that sense? Like, what I mean, anybody, like, you know, because, you know, you have the brothers, I've had friends that, you know, had sisters that, like, they got the shotgun in the front, you know, so to speak, or the they're always very protective of their little
they
sisters.
They really trusted my judgment. So, yeah, let's go with that.
Okay, that's cool. Now, are they, as any of your family in the entertainment industry?
No, not really.
Okay,
I'm the only one.
When you said, "Hey, I want to get in the showbiz," everyone was pretty all on board.
Yeah, they don't really understand how it works, but they're like, you know, I just hope you get a big contract.
Okay, so that's awesome. So what was the age that you feel that you knew this is something you wanted to do? Was there?
I would say 10.
10. Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's awesome. Because Sam, what about you? How old?
I was like, I think 6 when I really...
That doesn't count anymore. No. Like, you're making us all look bad. In a good way.
Well, I was doing like stop motion stuff awesome. At that age, though.
That's cool. No, that's other what I mean. Again, I feel bad because I wasn't even thinking of what my career was until like later in life. And that's so cool that you guys already thought, you know, what you wanted. And so at 10 years old,
yes,
you wanted to be in showbiz. That's awesome. And then was there an inspiration? I know Samuel said that he is inspired by like Matt Damon. Like for you, who was an inspiration for you as either whether is it acting, writing, or producing?
Well, like I said, I grew up watching telenovelas, so that was my inspiration.
Okay.
I watched a lot. There was an actress, Yadira Carrillo, and I really, really, a Mexican actress. I really love her work. But besides that, I used to watch Full House.
Okay.
Yes. So, Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
So it was just things that I was very, I love the aspect of sitcoms and things like that. So it was fun.
Okay. So that's awesome. So the sitcom, which is funny because, not funny, but you know, a lot of those, you know, people that you mentioned or the people on shows are people that I knew that growing up as well. And then it's kind of cool to see those are things that inspired you.
Yes.
Now, is there one particular maybe American actor or actress that you would love to maybe, that not maybe inspired you, but maybe that you'd love to work with?
I love Angela Bassett.
Oh,
yes. I love, help me out, How to Get Away with Murder.
Viola Davis.
Viola Davis. Yes. I love Viola Davis. I read her, well, I listened to her book and she was the narrator. It was amazing. Of course, Denzel Washington.
He's a newcomer, right? No. He's obviously legend.
Meryl Streep. Okay. I love her work. I think I'm blacking out. Is the Anthony Hopkins?
Okay, awesome. Those are really good lists. Have you gotten to meet anyone yet of those on your list yet?
No, I did. Passed by Angela Bassett. Crossed path.
she's a very, very humble woman. I've got to interview Viola and Viola Davis and Angela. So you have that same traditional trajectory of possibly, you know, maybe the good luck of interviewing here, then you become maybe an Oscar winner.
Well, there you go. Where's she sitting here?
Not here. It was on the carpets, but they were on the red carpets, and they're both very, very, very sweet women. Great. So, but just the aura of maybe, you know, catching their aura, and then now you're gonna maybe be an EGOT winner as well. But so cool. So then, when did you decide to, let's say, come out to pursue it, the acting itself?
I went to the Conservatory for Dramatic Arts in New York, and from there I moved to LA, and I started t- taking classes and auditioning and things like that. And then I got really inspired that I wanted to write. I just wanted to, I had stories that I wanted to put on paper. And that's how the writing process, the writing part of me came to life.
Mm. And then when, what was like your first project, so to speak, to write?
It was Golden Flower, which is called The Curse of the Flower, which is my graphic novel.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. And how long did it take you to do that?
I wrote The Curse of the Flower within 2 months, and we were able to turn it into the graphic novel within 2-3 months.
Wow, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So,
But between the birth and the graphic novel, it was 9 years.
Oh, okay, okay, well... But the fact that you accomplished that and you're able to make a novel out of it, that's a very big accomplishment.
Thank
as
you.
Well. So that's where the writing aspect came. Mm-hmm. And then where did the producing, come into play? When did you get involved with producing?
When I started doing short films and the feature films that I have, I learn on the job.
Okay.
I learn how to get permits and I learn how to do SAG paperwork, which I'm better at it now. But it was just... It was out of need. It was, independent filmmakers, we need to wear many hats. And it was a hat that I just had to put on.
Awesome. Definitely. Well, speaking of similar hat wear, Samuel Pierce, my guest co-host from Off the Line, coming out Off the Line. As a filmmaker yourself, Sam, and someone that, has made some films, as a guest co-host, do you have any questions for the guests of the hour for maybe her earlier career before we talk to her about her nitty gritty, her project, Hope Street Holiday? But before that, maybe there's some letters or maybe questions you have as a guest co-host.
I'm just curious, like, what made you finally decide, like, I'm gonna make my own projects or start work writing your own stuff? Get that motive to do that.
So it was just auditioning. I feel like it was, we don't always hit. So
yes.
Is that waiting was just giving me a bit of anxiety. So when I'm creating, I get very involved in what I'm doing, and it's nice to see that I'm putting work that makes sense out there while I'm still auditioning, and then I'm not overthinking.
I like that, just trying to always keep moving forward or making progress.
Yes. How about you?
That's about the same. I wasn't going to wait for someone to give me my chance. I wanted to start creating my own opportunities.
Yeah, 16. Geez, that's awesome. No, I'm still dumb out of that. You already knew what you wanted at that age, man. Seriously, I'm very, very. That's exciting. So then from that point, for you, what was the ideal career path you wanted to do? Did you want to go from the graphic novel, then producing, then the acting? Or was it kind of like, what did you think would be the one that you wanted to focus on the most?
Acting is my first love. Mm-hmm. And then writing and producing came later. I feel like writing is a part of me that I want to be able to express in ideas that come. And producing is just, honestly, out of... maybe it's a less person that I have to hire.
Yeah.
Producing is not fun.
Yeah. Well, the only good thing that coming from that background is that you're a little bit more in control with things.
But it's not very creative.
Yeah,
it's just control.
Correct. But at least you could obtain some control as a producer.
Yes.
And you got that as well, Samuel, when you produce stuff as well?
I actually love producing. It's one of my favorite parts of making a movie. I just always have liked kind of building a team, finding the right people who work the best together, and just seeing them shine, I guess, or do their best work.
Awesome. Well, you have any, before we cut to a music break, my guest co-host, you have any other questions for Isadora Ortega, star of the new movie, Hope Street Holiday? Do you have any other questions before we cut the music break?
Not off the top of my head.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to talk more about your heartwarming holiday film, Hope Street Holiday, after this music break. But Samuel... L. Pierce, as my guest co-host, you have the honor of introducing this song, and then we're going to be back more with Isadora Ortega from the new movie Hope Street Holiday. And wait, how could they check it out? Your socials, we're going to talk more about it, but I mean, just to kind of give a little plug, is socials for you?
Every social media, LA Black Latina.
LA Black Latina.
Yes,
okay.
Which is La Black Latina.
La Black Latina, okay.
Yes.
On Instagram,
Facebook, YouTube, Twitter X or yes.
Got it. So you didn't want to go with your name. You just said, I'm going to go with.
Well, it's like title is La Black Latina, which I'm an Afro Latina. And then on the bottom, Isadora Ortega.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that's cool. Okay. So you're going to choose this song, Samuel L. Pierce from the new movie Off the Line coming out.
Okay. So what we have coming up is Over You Now by Jade Pateri.
Pateri, well, of course, yeah. So Jade Pateri. She was a guest on the show, dear friend, but I love promoting independent artists again. So it's Jade Pateri one more time.
Over You Now by Jade Pateri.
Oh, there you go. Awesome. And then we'll be back more with the star of the new heartwarming holiday film, Isadora Ortega. It's a movie is called Hope Street Holiday right after this. And my man, Samuel L. Pierce from Off the Line, is going to introduce the song one more time.
Over You Now by Jade Pateri.
All right, we'll be right back. Here we go. Is Over You Now by Jade Pateri. And we'll be back more with my guest co-host, Samuel L. Pierce, and my guest of the hour, actress, writer, producer, Isadora Ortega. We'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
All the boys that I love love to break my heart. And why can't I stop writing about them in the backseat of my car? They call me pretty, call me sweet, then turn around and leave. And now they got me asking what the hell is wrong with me. Maybe I'm too sentimental, or maybe they're just detrimental. Babe, my heart is not a rental. Playing games ain't fundamental. For you, maturity is scary. Cause baby, I'm not overbearing. Am I too much or way too caring? I think my brain needs some repairing. I'm done on one out, not angry. I'm just over it now. I'm done with feeling down, not petty. I'm just over you now. I'm down, one out, not angry. I'm just over it now. I'm down with feeling down, not petty. I'm just over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. So over you, over you, over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now.
Why do all the boys tell me they'll treat me like a queen? My love, I'll give you the whole world, give you my everything. But as soon as I say go, they stop and mess with me instead. Is something wrong with me, or is it all up in my head? What if I'm no fun, I'm actually boring, when all you do is keep ignoring my texts, my calls, now I'm imploring if I was even worth adoring. You tell me I'm so fascinating, and then you go on calculating if I'm even a bit worth dating. All you boys are frustrated.
All right, that was Over You Now by Jade Pateri. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. But if you really, really like that song, check her out. That's Jade Pateri, J-A-D-E. P as in Paul, A-T-T-E-R-I, on her socials, Spotify, YouTube, all that kind of good stuff. She was a guest of the hour here, as well as a dear friend. But again, that's Over You Now by Jade Pateri. Check her out. Again, that's J-A-D-E-P-A-T-T-E-R-I on her socials, as well as Spotify, and all where you can get like music, you know, music stuff as well. Okay, we are back in the studio with my guest, co-host of the hour, actor Samuel L. Pierce from the new movie Off the Line. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And my guest of the hour, actress, writer, producer of the new heartwarming holiday film, Hope Street Holiday, Isadora Ortega. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. So we talked about how you kind of got into, what inspired you, how you got into the industry, your inspirations and your family support, all that kind of stuff. So now let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about Hope Street Holiday. Tell the audience what it's about and your involvement, all that kind of good stuff.
Okay, so it's basically based on Leah Garcia. She's an Afro-Latina. She's a lawyer, and she gets, you know, a lot of people. She loses a lot of people of her family, like her mom and her best friend. And she finds herself in this place where she is not, she doesn't know who she is or where she's going. And she decides to go back home. She's kind of forced to go back home. And when she goes back home, she finds pieces of herself.
Mm. And what was it like working on this film? And your character?
My character was Leah Garcia, and I'm a co-writer, executive producer, and the lead.
Oh, wow. That's it? Is that it? Was that it? Yeah. you guys are all like topping me here. I started Variety when this guy, since he was born. And then we got you. I'm the writer. Wow, that's, I'm really, no, I, when, and I joke, it's all because I'm very proud of, whenever I see, artists that do multi things, I think it's very exciting to see that, because you got to almost do that nowadays as well.
Thank you so much.
So what was it like having the multi hats and then starring in this movie as well?
It was a bit challenging because it was a really up to now is my biggest project that I have produced. So I have to get permits and things that I wasn't, you know, used to doing, and legalities.
And the SAG stuff and all that.
And a lot of legalities.
Yeah.
So it was interesting, but I was, at the end, I was very satisfied and I felt very accomplished because I learned new things.
Yeah. Now, how do people check this out? I mean,
Hope Street Holiday is available on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Tubi.
Okay.
And Roku.
Awesome.
Yes.
So cool. So in time for the holidays.
Yes.
Hence the name Hope Street Holiday. Now, as the writer or co-writer, like, what made you go, when you're naming this thing, what did you go, how do I title this thing? Like,
so it was between my writing partner and I, Brandon Morrison.
Okay.
And he came up with a name.
Okay.
Of Hope Street. They live in this town, and the main street is called Hope Street.
Oh,
so that's why it's called Hope Street Holiday.
Yeah, okay, she's like, yeah, you dummy. No, that's awesome.
And also, it's a beautiful film. It's the first Christmas film with led by a cast of Afro Latinos.
Oh, that's
first
awesome.
Christmas film with a family of Afro-Latinos.
Awesome. Well, before we, I know time goes by quick, but before we wrap up here, Samuel L. Pierce from the new movie Off the Line. You have any quick questions before we wrap up here?
Yeah. Is it like a drama or a rom-com? Or
Is it more of a romantic comedy?
Romantic comedy,
yes.
Nice.
So who's your leading man? Or is there a leading man?
Yes. His name is Rodney.
Rodney?
Yes. And in the film, his name is Terrence.
Okay. We'll give a shout out. What's his name one time?
Rodney.
What's his first last name?
I forgot.
Okay. Rodney. Well, you know who you are. Rodney, you know who you are. But you are opposite, Isadora Ortega. Well, we want to give you a shout out. Rodney.
Yes, you did a great job.
Who plays Terrence.
Rodney, yes.
So they could check it out one more time. It's called Hope Street Holiday. It's in time for the holidays. They could check it out on streaming services such as?
Yes, Amazon Prime, Roku, and Tubi.
So it'd be awesome. And then they could follow you. How do they follow you?
Yes, LA Black Latina.
LA Black Latina on your Instagram, all that kind of good stuff?
Yes, okay. On all my social media. And it is Rodney Raquet.
Rodney Raquet. Okay, see, we're gonna Rodney Raquet, Rodney Raquet, Rodney Raquet. That'll make up. But we were giving you a shout out as her lead.
You did a great job.
So, and again, so, well, we want to wrap this show. is about inspiring others. You've been inspired, and I know Samuel L. Pierce has been inspired by Matt Damon. So, but we want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, Isadora Ortega, maybe be an actress, a writer, producer, or just follow their dreams in general?
I would say that we need to learn how to take space. And to me, that is extremely important. We all have a story in us. And no one is going to tell us like us, like as an individual. So just keep pushing, take risks. If one door closes, knock on the next one, and just know that the sky is the limit.
Okay. And then piggyback off that, my guest co-host, actor Samuel L. Pierce of Off the Line. What inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to be an actor, filmmaker, or just follow their dreams in general?
Well, my dad told me this when I was very young, but he always said when problem with anything is in life is a step-by-step solution. And if you just focus on clean of steps, you see where you got there. So that's what I did with my first movie. I just did a first step. I made a film. It turned into a feature film. Then I did, took the next step, made a second one, made a third one. Then I look back and I look at how I've done and where I am now versus where I would have been if I just stood there looking at how do I get where I want to go now. It's just overwhelming. So when you break it down step by step and just complete those, it's amazing what you can accomplish.
Oh, were these baby steps when you were actually a baby? You got a lot. You've already done a lot in so little time, which is awesome. So cool. Okay. So again, I want to say thank you both. Again, Isadora Ortega, star of the new heartwarming holiday film, Hope Street Holiday. One more time, how can they check it out?
Tubi, Amazon Prime, and Roku.
Awesome. That's Hope Street Holiday out there right now. And your social medias is?
LA Black Latina, okay. Isadora Ortega, all platforms.
Awesome. And then guest co-host, actor Samuel L. Pierce, how can they check out your movie one more time?
You can check out my Instagram, Samuel L. Pierce, or you can search up Electra Productions, and it has all kinds of movies I've worked on listed or made.
Awesome. Well, thank you both. God bless you guys both, and happy holidays throughout the season. It's great having you guys on, and I wish you guys both nothing but the best in your careers. I know you guys are going to be flourishing, and then hopefully you'll get to work with Angela Bassett and Viola Davis as well, and hope you get to work with Matt Damon, man. And so we're going to put it all out there, and then for Christmas and holidays, maybe they'll come see you. No, we'll put some calls in. All right, well, God bless you guys all. Again, thank you all. We give a shout out to all the reps in here. We got Liz Rodriguez, we got Wendy Pineda, and we got your dad, your Mr. Pierce. Thank you guys all. Thank you guys for all writing in. I love getting those things. Please write in and nice positive stuff we like to read off sometimes. And I'm so grateful for all your guys' listenership. I think this is the last show for the season. So I just want to say happy holidays to everybody. You guys make my year. I love all you guys. And it's great to have you guys on as the final show of the year. Thank you guys. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, happy New Year's, and hopefully we'll see you guys back. And God bless you guys all. And I'd like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.